That is an eternal truth that cannot be shaken, that God is good. I remember Jim preaching a message last year, and it's, if we learn to filter everything that we look at through that, that God is good, that even though everything around us could be falling apart, that there's so many questions that have yet to be answered, and we feel like we're praying the same prayers over and over without anything, it's like, if we remember to think that God is good, and that He has our well-being in mind, and everything that He's doing is working together somehow, in some way, in some fashion, that everything is working together for our good, because He's good. And Lord, for Your glory, we praise You right now in Jesus' name, Lord. And we worship You, Lord, in spirit and grounded in Your truth, Lord, knowing that Jesus is the one who saves, Lord, that Jesus is the one who heals, that Jesus is the one who restores us, Lord. We thank You in Jesus' name. One last time.
God is good. You think He's good? It's easy to say. Sometimes we don't feel so that God is good, but He is good. We know it. We know that the intentions of God are good and that He's merciful. And we can't forget that because He's very approachable. But His mercy is full of love as well. And His love, if it was just merciful, it would be like, okay, I failed. I got it wrong. He's good. He's going to treat me well. He's going to talk to me in a way that I can hear. He has good intentions, so I approach Him. And if He was just merciful, He would go, it's okay. It's okay. And we'd be, that'd be it. But that's not it. He's loving as well. And so there's more than just mercy. There's actually His love, which sometimes mercy, I watch it myself because I have a merciful way. And so God's always bringing me to this place of more than mercy. Sometimes mercy is selfish with other people, you know, where we decide to be merciful. I see that you're hurting and I'm going to be merciful. But I can be selfish with that mercy and I could not help them. I could not tell them the hard things because that's hard for me. Or I could not be the hard person that I have to be to help heal or to help get someone into wellness. So sometimes we love the merciful, but we're a bit confused about the correction. You know, we go, why would God correct me? Because He's merciful and good. And well, He corrects us because things happen. And we end up, you know, not quite working, not quite functioning. So I was reading on from Hosea, and let's see, in verse, where are we here? 5 and 6. It says, "And your judgments are like light that goes forth. For I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings." So I always, the word judgment terrifies us, you know. We think, oh no, it's a horrible thing, as if we were in court and we get the judgment down. But the Bible always has this weird way of talking about judgment in a good way. And we get confused about it. We get confused about the correction of God, that He has these judgments that He wants to bring light to us. You know, and some of you have heard me say before, it's like a surgeon who has the judgment between cancer and your heart, or cancer in your stomach, and cuts away. He has the judgment to know, this is not you, this is you. And if He was just mercifully go, I know you have cancer, it's okay. If He was a surgeon, as opposed to using His judgment to separate. And it's kind of like, I don't know if anyone knows much. I don't know a lot about cars, so maybe I'll ask questions here. But why do cars need alignment? Why? You don't know? Yeah, why do they get out of alignment? Well, why? Why do they misalign? Bumps in the road, hit things, lady drivers, man drivers who think lady drivers are bad. Let's arm wrestle for that one. But things happen, right? Things happen, and if the road is worse, the alignment's worse. So you could try and drive and not align, right? You can drive better or try and avoid things. Use too much fuel. Bad things happen, right, through misalignment. Sometimes you don't even feel it and your car's misaligned, right? And then you go to get new tires and they're like, well, I know you just got new tires last week, but sorry, you had misalignment. So if you had a deal where you got free alignment, and you'd probably take it, as long as you weren't too busy, which you might be too busy. And you might not go regularly for that alignment. But if you had a deal for free alignment, and you went, sometimes everyone knew that you had free alignment, and so you thought, I'll just stop by the alignment place so everyone realizes I'm using my free alignment, so don't judge me. So at least it looks like I'm getting my alignment. And then, you know, maybe with my tires, I can, you know, quietly change my tires. I'll spend more on fuel, but I'm just busy. And just there's a lot going on. And I can't avoid the bumpy roads, and I don't want people to know I'm going on bumpy roads, so I'm just going to do that. And we can all be merciful with that, and we can all be okay. And we're all wearing out. Life's costing us. But we're not going to talk about it much, because we're kind of embarrassed that maybe we got free alignment. We don't want to talk about that. That's just mercy. It's not enough. So we're going to do communion. I love to think of this as alignment. I love to think of it as I got free alignment. Now you can come and you can just eat and you can drink. And you don't have to, you can pretend that you're in this thing. But this is, God loves the physical to do spiritual things. So we're going to do something physical, but God will do something spiritual. It's free alignment. It's why Jesus said, when you get together, remember this. You know, remember that I came and that I physically went through this. I've been where you are and you have access to this. I paid the price. The sacrifice is over. You don't have to sacrifice. It's free. And sometimes when something's free, I know this in business, that we sometimes want to make people pay for free things so they'll care. It's funny. You could give them it free, but you're going to make them pay because they care more. Because they paid. So it feels that way sometimes. When we come to communion, it's like, yeah, communion. I know what that is. But I spoke to a few in my last few weeks, a few Christians, where now that I'm in a new job, people are working it out. And they're like, I've heard you're a Christian, so they drop the God thing in the conversation somewhere just to see if it's true. And it's funny because they change. I'm amazed watching Christians change when they find out I'm a Christian. And it's the same thing. It's the words change, the language changes, their heart changes when they know I'm a Christian. And not to be judgmental, I've been... being Scottish, here's what accountability looks like to me. I love accountability as a Scottish person. Because accountability looks like this. Screwed up, Les. I'm going to hold you accountable. And you over there, you screwed up. Screwed up. I saw it, and you did. It's so Scottish. It really is. And it's something in me when accountability is funny, because the church is, for men, has poisoned accountability. because we actually think it means someone holding me accountable, which it doesn't. It actually doesn't. It's not true. Accountability is all about me being accountable for the thing I'm only responsible for, which means that all of the complaining I want to do, I don't see my part in it. I see everyone else's part. All of the things that are wrong, I see everything else being everyone else. But I refuse to be accountable for this, for me, for the things I think, for the way I am. I just want everyone else to get it right, so I don't feel so bad, or I get some hope that it's possible. But accountability is going, everything that's here, I have to take some responsibility. We don't want to, because it's a heavy load. That's a heavy load to say everything by omission or commission around me, everything that I've complained about, I have a part in. It's almost unfair. Well, it is unfair, but it's real. I can do only with this person. That's all I got. I can blame others. I can work out what they need to do. But we're right here in accountability. And I could say, if only someone had held me accountable, maybe I'd be okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's you. Let's take the accountability on. Let's feel the weight this morning. I know we're not supposed to because God's merciful, but feel it. Feel the weight of all of the things I'm mad at, all the things that I'm frustrated, all the things that I'm a victim of. And then let's release that weight. That's what having communion together is letting the weight come on and go, oh, I feel that. That feels horrible. And Jesus going, that's right, you get free alignment. No matter whether the bumps came surprisingly in the road or you chose the road, doesn't really matter to God. But for us to waste free alignment is a mistake. So let's gather as we're just thinking that way. Gather around the baskets and prepare yourselves a cup and some whatever it is, crackers. Pretend it's bread. Pretend it's wine. Sorry about that. Like the music, but it's okay. If you guys want to sit down and... Did I ruin it? You had a plan. So let's love God's judgment this morning. Let's love that He knows the difference between our sin and He knows the difference between us. He made us. He created us. So the good news is that it's as common to us, all of this load, all of this getting it not right, and the ability to get it corrected, the ability for healing to come. Thank you. Thank you. Cracker in your hand with me and just close your eyes. And let's remember, physically here, nothing that you've gone through, nothing that you've had to bear or endure or carry, nothing is alien to Jesus. He's been here, He's felt it, He's carried it. He physically came. Bore it all in His perfect body so that we don't have to bear it. So as we eat this, let's just remember that. Let's eat together and just remember that Jesus came, this happened, it's a reality to us, and let's accept His coming into ourselves by eating the bread. Can know Him through the blood, through the shedding of the blood, all of the sacrifice, all of the atonement, all of the payment that we don't deserve, this crazy wild freedom, this free ability. ability to realign, to despite who we've been and how we've been, knowing that we're going to be back here, He freely gives and says, receive my healing, receive my freedom. And we receive the blood in this emblem here, and we just take it into our bodies and say, thank you, Jesus, for freedom.